Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to give you an injury update on Sheamus, who was busted wide open on last night's WWE Raw.
Another title match has been added to Hell in a Cell 2021.
Is a certain Hall of Famer returning to WWE in a new role?
And Eva Marie dismisses reports she won't wrestle in WWE. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
We're going to kick things off by talking about poor Sheamus today. Oh. He was knocked all the way open, wasn't he, during his match with Humberto Carrillo on last night's episode of Raw. It looked like an elbow strike coming out of the commercial break just splattered his nose, basically. Poor guy. He was bleeding for much of that match on last night's episode of Raw. You saw it all the way throughout. After he lost and he was getting real angry in the ring, he had the blood all over the place. We got an update on the situation from Mike Johnson of PW Insider, who reports that Sheamus' nose is, and I quote, 100% broken. it's not 5% broken, it's a broken nose. Sheamus broke his nose while wrestling Carrillo. There's currently no word on whether or not he will have to miss time as a result of this, but Johnson writes that the only reason he would miss time is if WWE say so, because Sheamus is a tough SOB. Yeah. So Sheamus has already hit Twitter to update fans on what's currently going on with him. He mentioned utter scumbaggery on last night's Raw, and he's standing there, he's bloodied up, he looks like he's got some bruises and welts on his chest. So he's a tough guy, Sheamus, real tough guy. But it was a weird draw for him. He wrestled Ricochet first and lost in like a minute because Humberto Carrillo's music played and hey, distraction roll up. And then he wrestled Carrillo immediately after, and hey, guess what? Ricochet's going to interfere. Distraction roll-up. Very creative in the finishes for this feud so far. So that feud continues. You'd imagine that, you know, maybe we'll have a United States title match involving maybe just these three guys at Hell in a Cell later this month. But there you go. Broken nose for Sheamus. Covered in blood. What a shame.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because Humberto Carrillo's style really sort of works well with Sheamus. It's like mad high-flying stuff and just hard bastard stuff. And I would never, ever wish this on anyone, particularly Sheamus, who we're all a huge fan of here at What Culture. But it did kind of add to him, didn't it, with him just furious blood pouring down his face. But, you know, it's an unfortunate accident. These things happen. You saw that slow-mo of the errant elbow smashing into his nose. And yeah, Andy, I don't think we even needed the necessary confirmed medical report because we all looked and went, yep, as Corey Graves did, that's a broken nose. Unfortunate, like, it's sort of cursed, this Carrillo-Sheamus feud, it seems. But best of luck to them in the future, and hope Sheamus recovers soon. He doesn't miss any TV because he's one of the few good things on Monday Night Raw. I had a lovely bank holiday weekend, Andy. I had a 3-day weekend. There was sunshine, there was beers, there was barbecues, there was my mum's 70th birthday. And then I woke up today and remembered I had to watch bloody Monday Night Raw. But speaking of Monday Night Raw, the main event last night, of course, saw Drew McIntyre versus Kofi Kingston to see who would face Bobby Lashley at Hell in a Cell with no interference, thank Christ, because otherwise Bobby Lashley and MVP would have been, like, suspended for 90 days and fined, so they just had a party in the back instead. And Drew McIntyre emerged victorious, hitting a great-looking claymore as Kofi Kingston came off the top rope. Rather than sort of sideways, it was more up basically, by Drew McIntyre with the Claymore. He pinned Kofi. It will be Drew versus Bobby Lashley for the WWE Championship at Hell in a Cell. No word on not whether or not we're going to get the stepped up Hell in a Cell match for that, but you would assume so, Andy.
Yeah, I guess it's one of the more believable feuds on Raw that you could use for that stipulation, right?
There's not flipping Lily versus Shayna Baszler, I'll tell you that.
Yes, it most certainly is. God, we don't need that in our lives at all. Yeah, here we go. I think this will be something like the fourth time they've shared a ring in 2021. So the way these things come together, I think in 2021, WWE is a better pay-per-view company than a TV company, right? I mean, you can say positive things about SmackDown, which is generally a good show, but Raw is a show, but the pay-per-views are generally very good. WrestleMania Backlash was a huge success, I think, apart from the zombies, for me personally. Maybe you like zombies. Cool. We have different tastes. It's fine. But I'm sure the match will be good no matter how it came together. You can talk about repetition and everything else. Valid complaints. Cool, yeah. I mean, they'll hit each other hard and someone will win, and yes, that's nice.
Andy, was I the only one who thought last night's segment with Mansoor felt like it had come straight out of a WWE 2K game? Like, you create a character and they just randomly interact with the Viking Raiders and then Mustafa Ali, and you're like, okay, well, yeah. That's a backstage segment I will immediately forget, but I feel so sorry for everyone involved in that segment. What a load of fun.
Yeah, feel sorry for everyone involved in that show, to be perfectly honest, sometimes.
Right, welcome, Jimmy Smith.
Yeah, he did a good job, actually, didn't he, Jimmy?
Smith,
did a good job.
Yeah.
Good first night. Well done, James. Let's talk about a Hall of Famer who could be potentially returning to WWE. That Hall of Famer, and it's very appropriate given that Phil Chambers is editing this video, is Molly Holly. That's good news. PW Insider's Mike Johnson coming through with the report that Molly was backstage at last night's episode of Raw, working a tryout to maybe become a producer in WWE. So this is a year that has seen Molly enter the WWE Hall of Fame. She was an absolute saint in her speech, basically just thanking behind-the-scenes staff and everyone else, shining a light on people who don't often get that shine. Just lovely stuff. But if she does come back, this will be the first time she's been in WWE in like a full-time role since she retired in 2005. She's been back a bunch of times for guest spots, of course. And she last wrestled, it would have been as Mighty Molly, wouldn't it, in the 2020 Women's Royal Rumble. But yeah, I mean, I've never heard anything but good things about Molly Holly behind the scenes. She's well-liked, she's well-respected, and I'm sure she would do a great job as a WWE producer.
Yes, the latest on Phil Chambers, he's just exploded after hearing this news. I'm conflicted about this, not because of Molly Holly. Like, Molly Holly being a producer in WWE would be great, because like you say, she's so talented, and she just excels at everything she does. But she's too good for him. That's my problem. You're too good for this world. Don't go there, Molly. Please. Or maybe she can be the opposite of when Vince brought the NWO in. She's going to inject WWE with a lethal dose of niceness, hopefully. Right, let's conclude with an update on Eva Marie. A lot of speculation from the moment we heard she was returned to WWE, whether or not she was going to wrestle. There was actually a report from Fightful Select suggesting she may not wrestle, but she has countered that on social media, tweeting for all the clowns emoji, who said, I'm not coming back to wrestle. She shared a clip, which you may have seen on Raw last night, of her, well, footage from her when she was previously in WWE, and then subsequent footage of her training. So it seems to suggest she will be wrestling as part of this evolution. She's been training with the legend that is Norman Smiley, the WWE coach. And yeah, it looks like we're going to see Eva Marie back in the ring, Andy.
Yeah, I might be the one person in the world who's happy about this, because I never understood why you would bring Eva Marie back and not have her wrestle. The whole point of Eva Marie is that because people think she's terrible, you use that to generate anxiety that she's going to beat one of your little work rate favourites. She had immense heat when she left WWE in 2016, on screen, of course. She had the great NXT work with Asuka and Bayley, where they did just that. They made you think, oh, Eva Marie's going to beat this person. She can't beat this person. They're really good and she's really... Oh, phew, she didn't win. All right, okay, we're safe. That's how you book Eva Marie for me. None of this, you know, motivational life coach stuff that they've kind of been pushing in these videos. So, hey, look, I'm happy about this. I think it'll be good. I think we'll get some fun piss boiling going around online when it looks like she's going to beat, I don't know, Rhea Ripley or someone. And then we'll all breathe a sigh of relief when she loses. That's how you book her. That's how it works. It's worked in the past and it can work again.
Yeah, exactly. She's probably going to come in and immediately get a squash victory over Shayna Baszler, because WWE's main roster has been bad for Shayna. Literally, the moment after Elimination Chamber. I don't know why I keep getting so upset about this, but honestly, how do you bugger something like that up? Anyway, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Cole Kane, who says, hi guys, hope you had a great weekend. What was your best moment from Double or Nothing and why? For me, it's Sting! P.S. belated happy birthday to Mama Wilborn. Thank you, Cole Kane. We had a lovely 70th. Thanks very much for that. Favourite moment of Double or Nothing, Andy?
Yeah, there was a lot of good moments. The crowd in general, it's not a moment, but I loved watching a wrestling show with a crowd again. Felt alive. Wrestling felt alive for the first time in a long time. Sting was awesome. Jungle Boy's win was awesome. Oh. Lots of fun little pops here and there. Like Eva Luno getting a massive pop was a good time. Britt Baker winning the title. But I think my favourite moment of the whole show, and, you know, it's just a ring entrance, but it's not just a ring entrance because it was awesome. John Moxley and Eddie Kingston coming out. Wild Thing playing in the background. Eddie swinging the shoes around. John Moxley's got so much energy, he has to launch a chair down the thing and then kick the crap out of it. And then you fire straight into the match and Moxley's doing the Sandman thing with a beer. It was just a great time and a riot and a hoot. And I could watch those guys enter the ring every single day of the week.
Yeah, that was fantastic. I loved Sting. I think that was probably up there with one of my favourite bits. Either that or the 26-year-old piece of gold. I want to be a cowboy, baby. Great to see Leo Rush in AEW. Either that or JR randomly saying Pax Welsh. I was like, whoa. Yeah,
the pride of Wales.
That's okay. To me. Second question today comes from Jake, who says, good morning. Today is my wedding anniversary. Happy wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Jake, anniversary. And the half. To celebrate, would you share your favourite wrestling wedding ever?
I think the only answer for this, right, is Randy and Miss Elizabeth, right?
Yeah.
Right, I mean, what else have you got? Most, you know, wrestling weddings, the thing about them is that they don't always make for the most compelling viewing for people like nerds like us, right? Hardcore fans who watch every single week and you kind of see one of these things advertised and go, oh, God, here we go. But man, they always draw, is the thing. Like Kip Sabian and Penelope Ford a couple of months ago drew a good number for AEW. It's alive and well in 2021. But for me, Randy and Elizabeth is the classic. It's the ultimate. I don't know if it will ever be beaten. And it stands on a pedestal above everything else.
Yeah, speaking of Randy, I thought of Al Wilson and Dawn Marie, but we'll dismiss that one. I think my favourite wrestling wedding, other than that one, is Edge and Lita. I remember watching that live with a mate of mine, and Kane coming up through the floor and tombstoning a priest is an image that will stay with me forever. So when someone asks me that, I obviously think of, like you say, Randy and Miss Elizabeth. But then my next thought is, in the name of the Father, the Son, and Jesus Christ. And then Kane, I just love that. It's just one of my favourite wrestling wedding moments ever. And let's move on to the final question today. Love to know your thoughts on this, Andy, from Rahul V. Krishnan. Rahul asks, do you think that WWE should bring in VAR to get rid of the distraction and DQ finishes that are happening these days? Ref goes to the big monitor, checks the footage and reverses the decision. That would be a fun thing to watch. Thoughts?
My personal opinion on VAR is that it is a curse on the human race and the creator of it should be fired into the sun along with the very concept of VAR. So I appreciate the patter on this one, but I would probably quit my job and stop watching wrestling, I think.
I've always been of the opinion from the moment that VAR ensured that Germany were getting knocked out of the World Cup. It's very a good thing. And considering my football team is so crap that they don't use VAR in that league, don't bother me, to be perfectly honest. Anything to stop DQ distraction finish bollocks is okay by me. But you just know WWE would somehow find a way to make VAR even worse. They'd probably make a wrestler called, like Drew Gulak could suddenly become Mr. VAR, which I feel like he could make work, but they'd still somehow ruin it as well. But let us know your thoughts. VAR in WWE, Let us know your thoughts in the comments section down below. And let's move on to today's and finally, and just a shout out basically to new AEW Women's World Champion Britt Baker. This fantastic tweet that I saw by Absolute Intense Wrestling, who tweeted, Britt Baker began driving 2 hours each way to Cleveland every Tuesday and Thursday while she was in dental school to train at the AIW Academy in an attempt to improve her skill set. We are so proud of her and happy to have been a small part of her journey to the top. I thought that was a lovely gesture, Andy, and congratulations to the new Women's World Champion, Britt Baker.
Yeah, congratulations to Britt Baker. Shout outs to AIW, John Thorne, and rest in peace, Chandler Biggins.
Exactly. Let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section down below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Lots of stuff to do today. We've got the Raw review, we've got the NXT preview, and I'll be sitting down to chat with the Dudley Boys about their thoughts about Double or Nothing 2. Plus, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for, hey, crowds are pretty good, aren't they?
Oh, pretty good. So good to have them back. Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Stay safe, though. Wear a mask. Follow all the advice that we get from everywhere. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.